Okay, now we're going to be shifting over to Kevin Link with Hughes Telematics, transforming the driving experience. Welcome to the show, Kevin. How are you?
Thanks, Joyce. Great to be here.
All right. Well, let's just talk about vehicles a little bit. Vehicles are becoming increasingly connected through telematics, a variety of location-based convenience and entertainment services. Smartphones have created new opportunities for connectivity, but also new design considerations. The advent of aftermarket systems means that the drivers of older vehicles now have access to emergency and convenience services. Telematics services are now an important part of comparison between automotive manufacturers competing for buyers. Hughes Telematics is a major innovator in the telematics space, providing a flexible and scalable back-end infrastructure that powers the Mercedes-Benz Embrace system and in-drive aftermarket telematics system used by State Farm. Hughes Telematics has also announced partnerships with AAA and Volkswagen. So, with that said, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Kevin's biography. Okay, so he is the original organizers of Hughes Telematics, HTI, a connected services company, and currently serves as senior vice president. In this position, he's responsible for competitive research, branding, marketing, public relations, and assists with defining overall corporate strategy. Link created the initial business model and strategic plan for HTI and has been very instrumental in shaping the future services for consumers, OEMs, and dealers. Link is very involved in industry research and is a key contributor to the thought leadership within the industry organizations and trade associations. Link is a proven entrepreneur who is previously served as CEO of Altius Solutions. I hope I said that right.
You did. Good for you.
Thank you. A company he founded in 1999 to support multiple entrepreneurial initiatives involving vehicle telematics. Altius Solutions designed, developed, and manufactured complex vehicle black boxes for research purposes. Altius Solutions clients included NHTSA, Department of Transportation, Federal Highway, and many research universities and academia. Through Altius, Link was able to develop a command of the telematics landscape, industry challenges, and also work with leading-edge experts to craft solutions. This experience provided the platform for which HTI was built. Prior to Altius, Link founded and developed a web-based technology company where he served as president and CEO. He began his career in the banking sector in 1984 with Wachovia and later moved to the consulting industry. As a consultant, Link served as a partner for Accenture and Ernst & Young in various strategy development and financial management roles. He earned his bachelor's degree in accounting from North Carolina State University and is a licensed CPA and CMA. He lives in Atlanta with his wife, Joanna, and their three sons. So you are officially welcome to the show now, Kevin.
Wow. Do we have any time left?
Well, I think we have about five more minutes. That's an impressive resume you have there. That's wonderful. You've got a lot of entrepreneur background to you there.
Yeah. Once you get it in your blood, it's hard to get rid of it.
I hear you. I'm a diehard entrepreneur myself. So can you please describe what Hughes Telematics offers its clients?
Sure. Hughes Telematics is a mobile services company. We started in the automotive sector. The way you can think about it is that your car is now connected. So your navigation system has real-time points of interest updated. Your iPhone is connected to your car. So when that check engine light comes on, you get a message with exactly what it means. You can go on the website and communicate with your car to find out about diagnostics or emissions. So it's all in this area of mobile services. The industry refers to it as telematics. And so we've been launched with Mercedes-Benz since 2009, and we'll launch Volkswagen coming soon. And we also have an aftermarket for cars that are not equipped. You can add it to your car. And we've launched a service with State Farm and AAA.
Interesting. So it's not like OnStar. It's its own separate.
It is very similar to OnStar. OnStar is a competitor, and OnStar is a similar service for General Motors.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're independent. Okay. OnStar is owned by General Motors. We're an independent company that's started right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we now serve the world of the brands of Mercedes and Volkswagen. So it's very similar, but we're independent from an automotive company.
Was that hard to get launched?
You know, it was difficult for a whole lot of reasons. As you all know, in the last 6 years in the economic world, has not been easy to raise capital.
Mm-hmm.
And the nature of our business is very capital intensive to build the infrastructure, which saves people's lives. So you have a capital intensive. We've had to raise, you know, over $300 million in probably the worst times of ever. But all for good cause. This is great technology with great customers like Mercedes and State Farm and AAA.
That's very impressive. 300 million in that economy.
That's why I have no legs and arms. But
we'll call you Bob. That's a bad joke. So can you tell me what your responsibilities are as Senior Vice President of Marketing?
Sure. Like anybody in the marketing profession, it's building the brand and what that brand stands for. So as a young company, we're about 6 years old. It's starting from, you know, nothing to create the brand Hughes Telematics, what it stands for, which includes corporate communications, PR, traditional marketing, how you want to be viewed by the industry, by your peers, by your competition. So it's talking to the community like this radio show, or it's writing white papers about, you know, where you think the direction of automotive is heading.
Interesting. So do you focus more on, say, the car dealerships, white papers for them more so than actual end users, or is it kind of a mixed bag?
It's there's all sorts of white papers that are created, sort of depending on you know, the topics of the day. Today in the automotive sector, you know, we're trying to pick back up to the level we were in production of vehicles. We've all seen the bankruptcies of car manufacturers over the last couple of years. So what's going to sell the next car? And what are the killer applications in the car? And does the smartphone replace the audio system in the car? So, you know, how do you attract buyers and how do you differentiate? So those are some of the topics that are key to the industry right now.
Mm-hmm. And do you find, what is your marketing breakdown? Do you do more, I don't know, PR releases, more white papers?
Yeah, it's an interesting direct question.
Marketing, internet?
You know, we like to be known as thought leaders in our space, and so we do a lot of research, and we try to lead by contributing to the industry and being known for being innovative and coming out with some pretty compelling message and story. So we're big believers in thought leadership, big believers in PR, big believers in helping our clients become successful, and so rather than us win an award, we'd rather see our clients win an award. We're not big believers in just spray and pray marketing campaigns to, you know, build the brand and make it a household name. So most households would never know the name Hughes Telematics, but Mercedes-Benz owners, State Farm customers, AAA, they all use our service.
Very interesting. Can you please describe some of the innovation and changes you were able to bring to Mercedes-Benz drivers?
Sure. It's an exciting topic for us. Mercedes-Benz, one of the best brands in the world. You know, not many places that have not heard of Mercedes-Benz. So to bring innovation to them is a pretty tough challenge. And in 2009, when we began services, we introduced the iPhone application. So imagine in the palm of your hand a smartphone that could locate your vehicle for you. If you're in a, you know, coming out of a Braves game or you're at a shopping mall, help you find your car, you know, flashing lights, honking horns, or just on a map show you where the vehicle is, or unlocking your car, or locking your car. And we've been able to take Mercedes-Benz, when we took over the relationship, who had 16 connected services, to just over 60 connected services. So now there's services that are in the space of diagnostics and maintenance. And one that's kind of interesting and around family services. So imagine, you know, the babysitter that takes the car out for a spin and goes over a predefined speed. You can get a text message. Or the college student who leaves the college campus. You can get a text message. So there's a broad array of services around both convenience, around navigation, around diagnostics. And we've been able to help Mercedes-Benz be an award winner of their own with some of these services.
Can't get away with much these days, can we? That's wonderful, especially since I have a 16-year-old and a Mercedes, so I'll have to tap into that. So what are your thoughts on the role of smartphones in telematic systems? It's just getting more and more applicable, it seems like.
Well, you know, I've done a lot of research around the Gen Y population, and interesting as compared to my generation, they would rather have a smartphone and a license. They wouldn't be caught dead without a smartphone, but you know, they're not as a panic to get their license. It's just a different age, and what they value is connectivity. And in about 5 to 7 years, believe it or not, every car is going to be connected. It's going to be another node on the network where you can pass, rather than printing out maps, you just send them to your car. Your car is going to have all real-time ratings for restaurants, maps. It's going to be a very connected world. And smartphones will have a role in that, and smartphones will share information with the car. And one of the key topics that's facing the industry today is driver safety and driver distraction. And we all know what's going to happen. I think 38 states today have laws about texting and using a cell phone in a vehicle. The reality is it's going to happen. People are attuned to being productive, especially Gen Y. So the role of the smartphone is to provide that connectivity, to enhance that connectivity. The role of the vehicle is to make it safer. And so as regulation continues, there are going to be more and more laws about use of cell phone, but there's going to be more and more utility of what the car can do. So what you and I would do on our cell phone today, the next generation is going to do all from their steering wheel or through voice through their vehicle.
Mm-hmm. That makes good sense, doesn't it?
Well, it's the safe application. And we're going to go through some rough period where as this technology begins to get integrated, there's going to be a lot of people focused on driver distraction. And it's actually good pressure. It forces us to continually innovate how to make it safer so that you can tweet from your car and you can get your Facebook updated, but there's going to be rules about how it's done.
It'll be interesting to see that evolve. I don't think I'm talented enough to tweet and drive.
Well, it's believe it or not, it's here. It's here. And the next generation is they expect it. They really expect it.
They have grown up in this culture, and they're embracing it all the way around, that's for sure.
They do. They the Gen Y folks especially expect instant gratification. You know, I still depend on email where they depend on text messaging because of the instant gratification. And the same in a vehicle. You know, if they want to know where the closest restaurant of their choice is, they expect it to be easy to find and, you know, instantly show up on their dashboard. And that's again pushing the envelope, if you will, for the automotive industry.
It's just amazing how things have changed in such a short time period.
And that's really hard to it's a good point. It's really hard in the automotive industry. It takes about 6 to 7 years to design and build a new car. And think about what changes in 6 to 7 years in our world. iPhone didn't exist 6 years ago, and we're on what, Gen 4 now. And so in the automotive world, if you plan, you're going to be out of business. So the new trend is, especially in telematics, is to develop an adaptive system. So today we can update the car remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're all used to on our computers, the little message that says your computer was updated last night. Imagine starting your car and getting the same message. Your computer was updated. And there's actually, that's an interesting point, there's more lines of code in a Mercedes S-Class than in an F-18 Air Force plane. More lines of code. And when you have more lines of code, the chance of a recall is higher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be nice to not have to go to the dealer, have it update in your garage overnight, and you get in and you've got new services, you've got new features in your car. That's where it's headed.
It's amazing. It really is. So I guess that kind of brings us to the aftermarket. So that is, when you talk about how you're involved in the aftermarket, is that what you're talking about?
Well,
the
aftermarket.
Retrofitting.
It's exactly. It's retrofitting. Not everybody has the benefit, like yourself, of driving a Mercedes with all of this fancy equipment in it. And so we've developed the capability to plug it in. There are techniques and technologies that allow you to bring it into the car after production. So if you have an older car back to 1996, you can add this technology to your car. Maybe not all the features, but a good part of the features. And the aftermarket opens up you know, 250 million cars that are not connected in the world today and allows them to be connected.
Well, that certainly opens the market.
It's huge.
Are there any green or environmentally friendly aspects of your different telematic systems?
There absolutely are, and it's something that the industry is faced with continually, is developing the green with the electric vehicles and the hybrids, et cetera. What telematics can do is remotely inspect the vehicle. So here in Georgia, as well as in 31 other states, there are emissions tests, and typically the emissions are annually or biannually. And the problem is, if a car goes out of compliance 2 or 3 days or weeks or months after the inspection, it's going to be a polluter till the next inspection cycle. So with remote inspection, the car is online, and you know immediately that a car is non-compliant, and the technology allows you to notify the driver that the car is non-compliant and give them a window of time to get it back compliant. And with real-time emissions testing, it is billions and billions and billions of greenhouse gases that can be saved by preventing cars from driving a full year before their next inspection. So that's all positive. That just saves the environment a significant amount of damage for cars that pass an inspection and then become immediate contributors of carbon emissions.
Seems like maybe they could flip that on its head for the consumer, not to have to pay to get the car inspected until it becomes out of, you know, the regulation.
I'm sure
the government would love that.
Well,
losing out on those dollars.
There's a lot of business models to be redefined. Today, about 75% of the fee you pay goes to the station. And, you know, if you don't go to a station anymore, there's areas you can redeploy those funds.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting how things just keep shifting and quickly.
Moving the cheese.
Who moved my cheese? So are there any other applications that you can think of for the telematics?
There's a significant number of applications. And we've got, you know, of our over 300 employees, about 200 of them are engineers, and they're continually thinking about new applications and what's coming down the road. And, you know, most of them today are falling into a couple of categories. Traffic remains a hot topic. How to navigate around traffic and how to predict traffic and having the car contact you when you need to be somewhere and traffic is ahead of you. As well as the social media. Again, you got to think about Gen Wire, the next buyer, and how you safely integrate that into the car. And then another trend that you'll see in the next few years is better use of voice technology. If you've experienced some of the smartphone applications for voice, that technology is very, very promising. Very difficult in the car because of noise. Most of the smartphones, you've got the benefit of a direct mic 2 inches from your face. You don't have that in a vehicle, but it's going to get there. So expect the Jetsons in your car soon, where you have remote control via voice. That technology is right down the road.
The Jetsons. That's kind of like Skype, right? I always thought that was, I used to watch that cartoon when I was little.
Well, and some now people I'm like, don't know
them. I use Skype every day now. Yeah, some people don't, but we don't want to talk to them anyhow. So what major trends do you foresee for connected vehicles?
Well, just shared quite of those. The use of voice is one, but probably the biggest trend is that they will all be connected. And it's not just for the benefit of the consumer, although consumer will see a lot of benefits from the connected car. There's going to be benefits for the dealer. The dealer's going to know when your check engine light comes on so they can potentially promote. And it's not necessarily just for spamming specials, but it's about helping take care of your car. A lot of people view the check engine light as it's a dangerous situation, and 96% of the time it's related to emissions. But not every driver knows that, and so the dealer can help the consumer better manage the car, better take care of the car. And so we'll see a lot of services that help the dealer, help the OEM, help the consumer, help the environment, help the government. And about 5 to 7 years, when all our cars are connected, it's going to be a very different world.
It just keeps on changing quickly. So I'm wondering, you've had such an amazing entrepreneur career, what advice you might have for our listeners that if they want to become as successful as you've been in business?
I guess the one thing that we've done well at Hughes Telematics is not being afraid to tackle the tough issues first. Often people will tackle the simple, easy to get a quick win. In our space, we have a lot of significant competitors and that have been around for 15, 20 years, a lot of history, a lot of technology. And so we took the path that is less traveled, rocky, and challenging. And if we can tackle those tough challenges and we can make some of those things nobody else has been able to make work, then it makes all the easy things happen that much easier, and it gets us visible in the industry. So we tackled some of the tough ones. We had some wins with those. We got, you know, we won awards. We helped our clients win awards, and we got visibility, and it just makes for an easier business case from that point on.
Gotcha. And I'm going to ask you about your X factor, what you bring to Hughes Telematics that nobody else can bring.
You know, I think it's, as an entrepreneur, you're constantly thinking outside the box, if you will, and never being complacent with what you have today, trying to always find a way to be different and trying to find a way to outsmart the competition and stay ahead. And so we've been successful in our track record of introducing new services. In a very short period of time, we've taken the industry and shown the industry how you can create an adaptable environment and go from 60 to, say, 60 services in 2 to 3 years. And so I think it's that emphasis on innovation that has made our company successful.
Wonderful. Would you like to share your contact information, your website, for listeners that want to learn more about Hughes?
Sure, absolutely. You can find us on the web at Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, Telematics, TELEMATICS.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, Kevin. It was very illuminating. I learned a lot about telematics I did not know.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity, Joyce.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier thanks to the team at WastePro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables while at a local event, WastePro can serve all your recycling collection and processing needs. WastePro also provides residential and commercial solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. WastePro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call them in Athens at 706-227-3222 or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447.